I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for October 15th, 2012 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mark Lukey?
Here.
Mary Westfall?
Here.
Mike Brown?
Here.
Doug Hayman?
Here.
Pat Milner?
Here.
Katie Capelini?
Here.
Sandy Husman?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. And in the clerk's chair tonight is Laura Bigelow from the mayor's office. Margie is off tonight. I welcome you all to our City Council meeting for this evening. If you haven't found them already, there are agendas on that side table. I can't see whether they're behind you over there or not, Mike. Nope, they're just on that side table. When we get to an item in the agenda that you want to address council on, please raise your hand and I'll recognize you at the appropriate time. At this time, I invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we're up to agenda item three, additions to the agenda. I have none this evening. Mrs. Westfall?
No, nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council? Mr. Lukey?
Mr. Mayor, I would like to have a discussion about a possible policy to review endorsement requests from tax levies. I'd like to have that be after we hear from all of our organizations that are here tonight.
Well, perhaps at 8A, or you mean at the end of the agenda?
No, whatever you wish. Doesn't make some difference. Just not before.
Going forward, not for tonight.
Correct.
So we'll make that agenda item 13 then.
Thank you.
Unless you want to do it with these people in the room.
Not particularly.
Okay, so it's for future requests, not this year?
That's true.
All right. Seeing no other items from members of City Council. Mr. Eichenauer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Haller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mo?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, there's been one addition to the agenda. Could I have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda stands approved as amended. Agenda item four is approval of our meeting minutes from our last meeting on October the 1st. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the October 1st, 2012 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from October 1st as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to agenda item five and six, seven, and eight. We have four different groups here this evening asking for endorsements of their tax levy proposals on the November ballot. I spoke to some of you already this evening and told you that council has endorsed only one issue so far this year. That was at the last council meeting, and it was for the Imagination Station renewal. And council's endorsement led to a letter sent by the clerk of council recording council's endorsement, and that would probably be what we need to do tonight. Obviously, there's no time to prepare legislation or a formal piece of paper in any way. You would just take a motion to do it. And I don't know how Mrs. Westfall and council wants to handle these, whether you want to do them one at a time, as on the agenda, listen to all four and decide what you're going to do. That's entirely up to you, and you might think about it. We'll follow the order that's on the agenda to begin with. We're pleased to have Sue Schaefer here from the Sylvania branch of the Toledo Lucas County Library System. I've worked with Sue in the past, and Sylvania Library branch, I believe, is the most circulated branch in the system. And I visit it regularly, and I'm glad to have you here, and come on up.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak a few moments about the importance of library services. We're issue number 23 on the ballot. And it's a 2.9 mil, the 2%, the 2 is the renewal, the 0.9% addition. We get 50% of our funding from the state. the state funds have been slashed, we're actually operating at 1996 levels. And then the other half of our budgeting does come from property tax. If the levy does pass, we will get additional morning hours, evening hours, weekend hours, and Sylvania Branch will get Sunday hours back again. We'll be one of the branches that definitely will be open on Sunday. We'll have more materials, we'll be able to provide additional services, additional computers. If it doesn't pass, our funding, of course, will be slashed, and some of the branches will close, and we won't be able to operate it at the level we are now, obviously. The University of Toledo conducted a study to determine how much it would cost people if they paid separately for materials and services, and I can pass this around later if you want. It's just a little summary. But the average cost of a book is about $25. Books on CD, $50. DVDs, a DVD is $20, and CDs are $16. Now, the average patron checked out in dollar terms for 2011, 14 books, $350. One book on CD, $50. Eight DVDs, $160, and two CDs, $32, which is a total of $592 per person. So I think that is a very good savings. Sylvania is the largest and busiest branch in the system. We had nearly 250,000 people visit last year and circulated about 700,000 items. And I really believe that the library is a valuable community resource, because we provide so many books, materials, and resources for free. And I also think it's important that we provide one-on-one computer service for people that don't have access to use our computers. We do a lot helping people with their job resumes in these tough economic times. We also help people fill out job applications quite a bit, because most jobs now have to be filled out online. A lot of people take help with that, they're not used to it. We promote literacy, and a very good example of that was the Summer Reading Club. So we keep children and teens reading throughout the summer. And I really believe that we're a great value to the community, and I would like to ask for your support on issue 23 so that we can continue to provide essential services. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions for Sue?
Sue? I have a question. Mm-hmm. You bought some property on King Road.
Yeah.
Is that for another Sylvania library, or is that to replace the one that we have?
No, that's a totally different, that's from a building fund. And they've been talking about that since the 70s, and it still is in the future. And they want to locate it, it would be between here and Holland, so it would be around King and...
It's King and Sylvania.
Yeah.
I remember when the school bought property. I think you probably remember better than I do.
So that's a totally different fund.
Okay. But it would be operated. But are there plans to build a new library there?
There have been plans, but they've been talking about it for 40 years. It's way down the line. It won't be happening in the very near future, but they have been looking at that.
And that wouldn't replace the one that we have right here?
No, not at all.
So the intention is, because this branch has the most circulation, you're going to build another Sylvania area branch, have less duplicate places for service.
Right.
Yeah. We have one close to each of our high schools. I think it's terrific.
So did I understand that if this levy passes, that the library system and all of its current facilities will remain in place as they currently are, but that there might be some facilities that close if the levy doesn't pass?
If it doesn't pass, there will be libraries.
And have they been identified?
No.
And, okay.
All right.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. When does your current levy expire?
On December 31st.
of two.
Of this.
So, because I know, I think some of the levies expire next year. Yours actually expires this year.
And it would be 2013 through 2017, yes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Rick.
Would council like to hear all four before you speak on one, or would you like to address one at a time?
If we address one at a time, then maybe I don't have to wait.
That's a good way. I agree with that.
Also, Mr. Mayor, point of clarification, are the Arts Commission folks here asking for, you don't have 9-foot levy?
There's three levies. I'm sorry. That's exactly right.
Could we at least put the three levies kind of back to back?
Why don't we switch agenda item 8 up ahead of number 7? That's exactly right. That doesn't need to be discussed.
Switch 6 and 8.
We'll take 6 down. Yep.
Okay. Is that okay? Thank you.
So you'll have to wait.
I'd like to put a motion on the table that we accept, that we endorse the Toledo Lucas County Public Library levy.
Second. All right. It's been moved and seconded to endorse the Toledo Lucas County Library property tax issue. Discussion.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hain.
I note that I have... the cost of this levy is current taxes on a typical home, and I'm using as typical home value that $153,700, which I happen to have some knowledge of, based upon, and I know I've seen different statistics about current median home value ranging from a low of $147,000 to a high of $173,000 as being the median value of the homes in the city. But for this one $154,000 home, the current taxes for the library are $97, and the new taxes would be $140. That's a $43 tax increase, which is part of total proposed tax increase on this home and this levy of $183. I have concerns about those issues, but I'm going to take the same position with this that I did with the Imagination Station, which is I really don't think it's appropriate for these for this body to be endorsing these levies. We have not invested a lot. We haven't researched these matters as a body. And I have my own opinion on all of them. And frankly, what I can afford to pay in taxes is different than what others may be able to afford to pay in taxes. And I am uncomfortable in this role telling people how to vote on these things. So I'm going to vote against this endorsement, but I'm not suggesting that anyone should vote no on the levy. I'm suggesting that I don't feel that I have any, I don't think we as a body have any special, unique knowledge about these levies sufficient to make these recommendations. And hearing a 5-minute presentation on the good things the library does, I know what the good things the library does. I don't have any doubt about that. But I'm not prepared to endorse this levy.
Ms. May.
Mr. Lukey.
I think Mr. Hanem raises one point that maybe I want to amplify. I know we're going to talk at the end of the meeting about my thoughts about a review process. I specifically have noted this year that we've had more requests for levy endorsements than we've ever had. I think in the past, some of our local levies have come in, certainly the schools have come in. I think this is the first time we've had multiple countywide levies coming in. And I'm thinking that's probably going to be a trend that's not going to decrease in the future. It strikes me that all of that suggests we ought to have a policy in place to review levies. Certainly, the information for us to review them is available. It's just that we've not particularly asked these entities to provide it. And I don't think it's our responsibility to find it. I think they should be able to give us a presentation. I don't, however, think that that's something that we want to do at this point, because that would kind of make it retroactive. We can't make it retroactive. They've come here with the information that they have. And I would, I guess, encourage us all to just use our judgment tonight, but very definitely look at opportunities for years to come to give the taxing authorities some direction about what we're looking for when they come in here. But I think that needs to be forward-looking, not something that we do tonight.
All right, there's a motion on the table to endorse the Toledo Lucas County Library property tax levy of 5.9 mils for 5 years. Paul, I'm going to have the clerk call the roll, because I think there's a no vote already announced.
Mary Westfall?
Yes.
Mark Lukey?
Yes.
Mike Brown?
Yes.
Doug Hanem?
No.
Todd Milner?
Yes.
Kathleenie?
Yes.
Sandy Husman?
A one no vote, six yes votes, so they did endorse your levy. We will have the clerk of council prepare a letter documenting that endorsement and get it delivered to you across the street at the library, unless you'd like something different. I think that would do it. We'll probably address the letter to you since you were the person that was here. All right, thank you for coming. You're welcome to stay, but no need to stay. That's up to you. Now, we're going to delay issue number 6 concerning Savigny Arts Commission presentation on the bridge improvements to go on to agenda item 7, which is a presentation of the Metro Parks levy issue by Mr. Steve Madewa. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As with last meeting when we tabled this matter, I continue to have a relationship with the levy committee, so I'm going to ask the council to allow me to push that.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Let the record show that Mr. Lukey is withdrawn from the table due to a conflict of interest on this particular issue and will rejoin the table when this issue is resolved. Well, welcome, Mr. Madewa.
Thank you very much. Thank you for allowing me to come to address the council. I'm sort of new to the town here. I've been here since April. And historically, the park system has enjoyed a great relationship with the city of Savigny. And in years gone by, the park system has received endorsements from the city. But I certainly appreciate your point. I think that it's a very, very valid, very important point. And what a great responsibility for the council to keep in mind. And I believe that just as much as anything else, I'm here as a neighbor. There's a property that surrounds the city, and also we've got a project that we've worked on together with the Lathrop House. Parks has been, I think, of an important kind of screen wall, if you will, to preserve a little attribute for the region, and certainly the county, and certainly the city. I brought some literature for you. A couple things. One is, one of our program guys just help you if you're not familiar with all of the programs that the park system does across the country. About 62,000 people participate in these programs a year, and many of them are your residents. And also, I brought an annual report and just give you a thumbnail sketch of the park system. But probably the most important thing for the discussion at hand is this little brochure. This is issue 21, is what the park system is asking you to consider. It's a 0.9 mil levy. But one of the things that I'd like to make clear is it's a replacement, if you will, of course it's new levy, but it's allowing, we're allowing a 3/10 of a mill levy to expire. That levy is strictly targeted for the acquisition. Some of this facts of redistribution of local government money and changes in the economy that affected the library and many other institutions certainly had an impact on the net purchase level. We have about $2.5 million cash flow on our revenue stream. And so we're replacing this 3/10 of a mill levy with a 0.9 mill levy that will enable us to continue our land preservation, will allow us to continue to provide clean, safe, natural areas across the county, and will enable us to keep the park system full for the future. We do an awful lot of surveying with the parks. We recognize that this region and this community places a very high value on the services that the park system provides, clean, safe, natural, open spaces. And we need to think in terms of managing our park system for the future. We need to plan that way. And so the 0.9 mill levy will enable us to continue to do that. It will enable us to continue the park patrols to provide safe, enjoyable experiences for all folks. And we're on track right now for about 3 million visitors this year. And that doesn't include walking visitors. It will enable us to continue the programs that we're doing for education, for young people as well as students. And we have market penetration in about 65% of all the schools, both private and public schools across the county. And will enable us to continue our commitment to high quality, high maintenance standards, and high planning expectations for ongoing projects. I think that most of you are familiar with the park system. You need to understand that from our perspective and across the country, we're beginning to see increasing research that's indicating the economic drivers that are associated with parks and open space. And we believe that we're an essential part of the fabric of the community, and we'd certainly like to ask you to enable us to continue to provide services that we can do and prepare for the future as well. Real quickly, for a $100,000 home, and Mr. Hannum, I appreciate your observations about all the statistics, but we've just used $100,000 because that just seemed like something that everybody could get their hands around. That's about $27 a year, $27.50 as a matter of fact, and it's 8 cents a day. And of that 8 cents, about a nickel is. So I'd be happy to entertain any questions I have, and I certainly want to express again my appreciation for the opportunity to come talk.
Thank you. Questions from members of City Council?
Yes. Steve, so the current levies are generating 3 cents a day, and this current would be 8 cents a day on a $100,000 value.
That's correct. For the 3 cents of all levies that's expired. And again, Mayor, I think you made an observation about, yeah, this 3 cents of a mill levy does expire this year as well. You know, we're not going out early. It's none of that. It's just straight up.
Without this levy, you will lose funding.
What we've done is the park system a number of years ago adopted a strategy where we were not replacing essential staff people. We were taking maneuvers to try to avoid any kind of layoffs. We were going part-time with seasonal folks. As a relatively new kid on the block, I can tell you that that works as a stopgap measure, but what happens is we start losing integrity, agency, memory, if you will, and you start losing essential services that whole fabric of a system all comes together.
And as we discussed last council meeting, we do not have a metro park inside the city of Sylvania, though we do have them nearby at Wildwood and Secor Metro Parks. But we have had a very good relationship with the metro parks for the restoration of the Lathrop House, and a lot of cooperation and a lot of success out of that program. It is benefiting within the city limits and a good regional program.
Sure. It is a regional asset. And one of the things that the commission, you know, we had an open house for the basement, the project we've worked on at this point, just been restoring the basement. We've had an excellent track record with securing outside funding, federal funding and whatnot. But this particular project, the funding came through the Department of Transportation. The Department of Transportation is generally set up for building permits. And so it's been quite a trying experience to meet all of the construction standards for the restoration of this building.
Seeing none, thank you, Steve.
I'd like to make a motion to endorse the Metro Parks letter.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to endorse the Metro Parks 0.9 mil levy. Discussion. Mrs. Capalini.
You know, these organizations that really enhance the quality of life in Sylvania, and I think that's part of our job, is to support these issues that support our community. I mean, I don't think we're telling people how to vote, but they do make living in Sylvania a better place to live.
One comment I'd like to make is going through the brochure. A lot of their funding is through corporate and foundation support. I think it's good that they've gone to the outside to try to get additional support to fund the parks outside the taxpayer base. And I think that's a good philosophy to have, especially in these times. And I was pleased to see that in the report, that they are working through foundations and corporations to get additional funds to help run the Metro Parks.
All right. Hello, Mr. Milton.
I think we should ask it again. How many years for this letter? 10 years. Thank you.
It's a 0.9 mil levy for 10 years, and it is a 3.3 mil levy is expiring. All right. There's a motion on the table to endorse the Metro Parks 9/10 mil 10-year levy. Could the clerk please call the roll?
Mike Brown?
Yes.
Kate Capalini?
Yes.
Doug Tatum?
No.
Sandy Husman?
Yes.
Milner?
Yes.
Mary Westphal?
Yes.
All right, the vote is 5-1. Oh. So that does succeed in receiving an endorsement. And again, Mr. Wayne Madewell, we will have the clerk of council issue a letter to you for recording this endorsement. You too, sir. Thank you for coming in. And moving to agenda item 8, Ken Catafias is also here to speak about the Sylvania Area Recreation District levy on the ballot. And let the record show that Mr. Lukey has now rejoined us at the table.
Thank you, folks. I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to come and speak for just a couple minutes about the Recreation District's issue number 22. Also with us is City Director Gordon on the Dave Spies. The Recreation District does not very often go out to and ask voters for money. Back in 1988, when the district was formed by the city, the township, and the schools, the 0.85 mil levy was passed for operations. That levy continued, and funding was provided for 12 years. In 2000, in the late 90s, the board realized that the actual effective millage of that original levy was really down close to 0.5 mils due to the increase in valuation of properties in the area. So at that point, after 12 years of operations, decided to go and ask the voters to replace that original levy. It was successful. The voters did approve that. So in 2000, that original levy was replaced. Move to the future 12 years hence, property values certainly have not increased, and as a result of that, funding from the county through tax dollars for sale has declined over that period of time. Unfortunately, expenses to run the district certainly have not dropped as well over that same period of time. So, district investigated replacing that original levy again, and we were told by the county auditor that even though it would provide some additional income, the amount of income would not be substantial enough that it really would be worthwhile going for a replacement. We would be back asking voters in a few years for additional funds again. So the board decided to put a new 0.4 mil continuing operating levy on the ballot in November. Again, it's 0.4 mils. The average household spending costs about $19 a year. It's a dollar a month on $100,000. Again, because of the loss of funding, that's the main reason that we're requesting additional funding. Also, since 2000, the rec district has taken on a great deal of additional responsibilities, certainly with the remodeling Centennial Terrace and a lot of the other program functions that the rec district provides, taken on a whole lot more responsibility of providing programs to the citizens of Savannah. I think that the rec district is extremely fiscally responsible in how they handle their funds. Again, as I mentioned, the board does not take this very lightly going out to the folks. The one point I want to make is that last year, between all the facilities and programs that were operated under the auspices of the rec district, about $5.6 million was generated. Of that, only 21% was tax dollars. So we're really, truly putting the responsibility and onus on the users and on the backs of the people who participate in programs, attend events, and different things like that. So I think if you look at it from those terms, we already really are asking users about as much as we can at this point. I feel that our program fees are pretty much at the top end of what we can charge, especially in these economic times. We really don't offer free programs. If you do something, you participate, you attend something, you pretty much pay for it. That's really sort of the difference between what the rec district does and its programs, and just its nature in Metro Parks and Olander or some of the other organizations that are helping make Savannah what it is. And so we're just here to ask for your support. The first page is just some facts and statements. The second page, and I apologize about the minuscule type, but it's just a shrunk down version of the window poster. But pretty much, if you look at the bottom, you can see a lot of the very large number of groups and activities that are put on at rec district facilities, both at Paysetter Park, Centennial, Savannah Tam Shanter, and then all the other outside groups that do. At our facilities last year, we estimate we had about 550,000 people come through our facilities. So we do feel we have a big impact. And we also feel that we have, as Steve mentioned, a real big economic driver as far as people coming into the community and spending money in Savannah when they are here. So with tournaments at Paysetter and at Tam Shanter, events at Centennial Terrace, etc., a lot of people come to Savannah. And while they're here, they're going out to dinner, they're staying in hotels possibly, doing things like that. So I do feel we have a pretty good impact on the area. So happy to try to answer any questions that you might have.
Questions for members of council. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Ken. A couple quick questions. First, you may have already said this. How many years will this stay for?
This is a continuing levy, correct? This is one of the past levy. It was a continuing levy, so we did not go back to the voters for renewal. So, sort of at the whim of the voters as far as when you do need to go back and ask for more money, you're sort of putting yourself in that position. I feel that it really puts the onus on us to do a good job. If we aren't, we do have to ask voters for additional funds, which isn't very often. It's really up to us to step up to the plate.
So this is essentially a levy that's indefinite?
Correct. Right.
Okay. And then how much will it be generating? What's the difference from what it generated in the past with the current levy?
Well, this is new money. Right now, the 0.85 mil levy generates a little over $1 million, like about $1,100,000. This will generate about $400,000 additional dollars.
$1.5 million.
Two levies combined.
Yeah. Thank you.
I do want to mention also that of the money that is allocated through tax dollars for safeguard, approximately 80% of it goes to facility maintenance. So it's money that's going back into the ground for things at Pace Center Park, operating the ball fields, the soccer fields, and things like that.
The Recreation District is something that the Sylvania community should be very proud of. You know, when I travel around and talk to other communities, Sylvania is held up as what they want to have in their community. People move to Sylvania for the Rec District programs. Some people try to use them without moving here. They pay the fees to do that. It used to be that people moved to Sylvania for the schools, but there are a lot of other good school districts now in the area, but there aren't other Rec Districts like Sylvania's. Sylvania stands out above all the rest and does make Sylvania's quality of life higher than our neighbors. Mr. Luke.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I think it's very important to recognize the fact that the interests of the city of Sylvania and the interests of the Rec District are pretty intertwined. At least a couple of examples come to mind. One is, of course, the skateboard park, which the city looked at for a number of years and decided that we just had the ability to site it in the city of Sylvania. You move forward and put the park out as a case center. I think it's been very successful. I think a second is the what is now called the Exposition Center at Tamil, which, you know, we were partners in for a while. And when we asked the Rec Board to kind of step it up and find some ways to use unused time there, you aggressively went out to find somebody to market it, and it's now, I think, a huge success. And Centennial Terrace, which is, you know, a destination in our state, is just top notch. In the interest of research, Mr. Miller and I went out there last summer to see the manager have a band, and we were very impressed. So I think it, you know, you can say what you want to about the levies that are countywide. This is what really impacts us right here in Sylvania. So I think if there's a distinction, that it's just that their portion, your portion, are very much tied to that.
Yeah, I think there's another important distinction here, and that is that we sit on this board. Katie sits on on the board as our representative, and we do have more knowledge and more involvement in this in the Rec District than we do in these other levies. Katie can testify. I call her and bug her periodically about all sorts of things that are going on out there. Talked to her a lot about the skate park over the years, and you know, this is if we couldn't endorse this levy, then I don't think we'd be doing our job as council. And I know Katie works hard and represents us well on that board, and so I do feel this is a different issue, and I'll vote to endorse this levy.
All right. We need a motion on the floor.
I'd like to make a motion to endorse the Sage Yard levy.
Second.
The move and seconded to endorse the Sage Yard levy. That's issue number 22.4 mils of continuing funding. All in favor of the endorsement indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for coming here tonight, Ken. We'll have the clerk prepare a letter and get it to you very quickly indicating that endorsement by the Sylvania City Council.
Thank you very much. I do want to mention also we did have our first skateboarding competition. It was televised on BCSN, so if you want to get on their website, try to find out when you can see it. I won't say much about the quality of the skating, but their attitude was there. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you. All right. Let's go back to agenda item number 6. Sorry to make you wait, but they are here to talk about the wonderful new artwork on the Main Street Bridge. It's dedication coming up, and I believe Kate Conway is going to speak and has a video.
I do. Thank you. I also have with me Laura Jakes, who's the president, and Jennifer, who's our executive director. We do want to talk about the bridge, but we also want to take this time to just share with you what we accomplished with Maple and Maine Art Fair. We're going to start with a brief video. And as you're watching this, please keep in mind that basically 8 volunteers pulled this off in 6 months, which sounds like a long time unless you're trying to put together a first-year art show and talk artists into coming and gambling on a complete unknown. We had a fabulous gala to honor Walter Chapman, which was just a wonderful night. Wine and beer sales were great. We had 6 food vendors. Trio was serving off their patio. We had 8 musical acts, 45 artists that were all juried. So without a shadow of a doubt, we feel very strongly that this was a source of economic development for Sylvania. We brought approximately 3,500 people downtown. The artists made money. We exposed new local musical acts. Downtown merchants and restaurants experienced increased business. We had a little bit of pushback from some of the vendors, or not vendors, businesses downtown, but I have to say after the event, that was changed. I have a couple quotes. It was a very busy weekend, that lady C. It was good for business to sponsor this event and be part of Maple in Maine. That's from Nate Schenk at Trio. It was a great event, and I'm thinking of selling pizza next year, and that was from our Kitchen and Cheese. that's a big deal. So in terms of being a fundraising success, I want to spend a little time talking about that because almost a year ago, Laura and I sat here, and that was the direction from you all, that we need to start making money. And we did. It was a joint effort between the chamber and also the Gold Certified Franklin. So now, given the fact that we have a year plan and we have major success under our belt and the word is getting out, we're incredibly excited about what's going to happen June 1st and 2nd of this year. Our goal is to have 75 artists. We're increasing our application fee. We're increasing our booth fee. We're adding food. We're adding more musical acts. And we're using the industry standard, if you will, for attracting artists to street fairs. We did a lot of research, and we're using the best. What else can I tell you? So in general, the things that the Arts Commission is doing, we feel, is getting some recognition. We know we were very proud recipients of the Ray of Hope Award last Tuesday, so that's very exciting. And we also feel like we're a very strong fit the direction that Sylvania is going, not only from what you folks have told us, but what we're hearing from independent market research about how art adds to the livability and the just making it different and nice to be part of that community. We're planning a film festival. Yes, a film festival in Sylvania. More to come on that. Additional sculptures along the river trail. And then to end on what is on the agenda, the bridge artwork, which I'm hoping you guys have driven by and slowed down and seen. Is it not just beautiful? We're so proud of that. It's going to be dedicated the 21st at 3 o'clock. And just so you know, we sought and received sponsorship of three of those murals, and we're working on the fourth. That was all covered. So that's what we're doing. Any questions? I wish we had a levy. I feel like you guys are in a good mood. We have a packet to hand out, if you want to look at that.
Sure.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The artwork on the bridge looks terrific, and you're going to dedicate it. I think the sisters are going to bless it at 3 o'clock.
Yes.
And that's following for right at the end of the fall festival. That's good timing. And that's a project that we worked on for years. If council recalls, we left some limestone spaces on those bridge piers for artwork. The artwork evolved over time, and the end result was just terrific. But I think the art fair was a bigger deal, and there's no doubt about it. That really came off well. I received a lot of very positive comments about it, and I'm glad that you're going to build more for next year. It's just wonderful. I wrote down the dates. I believe you said June 1st and 2nd. That's great. And I assume the chamber will still be on board with you, even though there isn't going to be a Walter Chapman.
There will be a gala. Okay. We will honor an artist that's
Great. Any questions from members of council?
No question, but I am very happy to hear you're going to continue the gala because I think that was a huge success. I know the art fair was a huge success as well, but you've created a whole feel around the event, and so I love that you're going to honor another artist and keep that portion moving forward. I think that's great.
All right. Thank you very much for coming in and reporting to us. I'll see you on Sunday. We're now up to agenda item 9. This is an annual resolution, and it seems fitting tonight to be talking about our own property tax levies when we've been talking about endorsing other property tax levies. That's what this document is. This is to give our tax rates to the county auditor. And Toby, I believe these are the same as carried over from last year. Is that correct? Questions or discussion on this proposed resolution? Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 11-2012. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Resolution accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the county auditor, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 11-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Resolution Number 11-2012.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 11-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 11-2012 is approved. Thank you. Agenda item 10 is a notice from the Ohio Division of Liquor Control concerning a D5 Spiritus liquor, beer, and wine until 2:30 a.m. at the Sylvania Diner at 5623 West Alexis. Chief, any insight on this issue?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Sylvania Diner, located at 5623 West Alexis, is applying for a D5 permit, which allows them to stay open and sell alcohol until 2:30 a.m. As always, the police department has conducted a record check on the interested parties, and we have found no serious criminal offenses or anything like that. Nothing but very minor traffic offenses on the party listed on the application permit. At this time, the police department has no objections to this. We anticipate no problems down there.
Is there a liquor permit there now? And is this for longer hours?
This is a new application for a B5. So I've never seen one, so.
Yeah. You know, from a lunchtime experience, but not having been anything but an observer, I do know that they have advertised margaritas. They do have a little bar back towards the restroom area. So I don't think it's utilized to the great amount. Maybe they're going to plan on changing it, but they do have alcohol at the site. I've not seen anyone at lunchtime using that. Or breakfast.
Or breakfast. All right. Your option on this one is to request or not request a hearing with your health division of liquor control. And you usually request it locally in our county seat if you're going to do that.
Could I just ask another question?
Certainly.
Are there other bars that are open until 2:30 a.m. in Sylvania?
Yeah.
There are. I mean, I'm really.
You have one right next to it, the 21 West. It stays open until, can't stay open until 2:30. I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know either. That's why I'm asking.
So
this isn't just this.
I don't think any others here in town.
Well, there are other D5s.
Oh, yes. To be honest with you, I don't anticipate them staying open that late.
What do they have a chat?
I'm kind of curious as to why they applied for a D5.
I'm kind of curious too.
It might be worth some money.
It could be.
Is there so many liquor licenses for our area? Did I hear that?
Each community has the old protocol was that each community, based upon its population, was issued a certain number of permits in a given area. As I think I indicated the last time we had one of these discussions, the state, in order to encourage economic development, is allowing and permitting with permission of the community to bring in additional liquor licenses from other communities. That's not what I think this case is. I think if we were to check, there would be liquor permits not up to a D5, D2, D3, which really operate. Some are Sunday sales, some are up to certain hours of the day, and some types of
of packages or open containers, those types of things. This is the one that merely just allows them to stay open later. But, you know, I've never seen them, I've never been there past 2 in the afternoon, so I don't know what they do after that. But they do have liquor licenses. My expectation is that a check would show that they have a D2. They probably don't have Sunday sales, but looks like they do have a D5. That's what they're looking for, to stay open late. They may change their format, but I don't know how successful it would be.
So I understood that there's a bar right next door that stays open until 2:30. Is that, so it would depend.
As a village, to stay open to 2:30, they may not.
So their neighbor has the same permit, though?
Yes.
I don't know how many D5s we have in Suffolk.
We've not, I don't know.
It's not a problem that's brought to my office that bars staying open to 2:30 is creating problems. If it was, we'd be researching and have those answers.
The chief and I have had, been around long enough, that particular place has been around for quite some time, and really in the last 15 years, there's been really no real problems from that other D5 holder. That's not to say it wasn't a different place in the Southwest.
It's a different name then.
Yes, right, so.
Many years ago, the American Petroleum building, this is the one that's called the Red Carter. We used to have a few minor skirmishes inside there.
It's been quite tame for 15 years, I think, so.
It has. I really don't anticipate any problems.
This is Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that we not request a hearing on this notice from the Ohio Division of Liquor Control of the D5 Spiritus Liquor Beer and Wine until 2:30 a.m. permit from AMW Brothers, Sylvania to enter 5623 West Alexis Road.
It's been moved and seconded not to request a local hearing on this liquor permit application. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we will respond to it not requesting a local hearing. We're up to agenda item 11, committee reports. Committee chairman, have any reports to make to council at this time?
Mr. Mayor, I know you usually talk about the information at the end. I noticed that a number of us were at the planning commission, the last planning commission, on the referral on the Pine Tree Village. You note that this was continued again, and did I understand correctly they're trying to acquire some additional land?
I was not at the meeting either last Wednesday night. However, in reading the minutes and talking to the Plan Commission Secretary, it's my understanding that it was continued again to next month's meeting, because all of the requirements for approval were not yet in order, including purchasing of a little or arranging to get more land so they could have that 18th unit. Mr. Aller, any further insight in that?
I will just kind of keep telling you my chief other reports.
Sure.
Mr. Mayor, I happened to be at the zoning office last week, and there was a lot split application that was being processed. The amount of additional land necessary for this transfer is like 165 square feet, which is very small. And it's, I think, going from one parcel to another, which allows them to get to that 18th unit. So that's the amount of a real estate transaction. 165 square feet is not much.
Mrs. Husband.
I was a visitor to the planning commission meeting the other evening, and I think for the minutes basically say that they were looking at the lot split, which there doesn't just their office 2 hours before the meeting, so did not get that night, as well as the water retention issue had not been worked out as a definite. So commission asked for some more information to make sure that was under control before they moved ahead. The commission did offer to have a special meeting if Mr. Wong could get all that together and wanted to have a special meeting, that they would meet, especially to speed along the process.
Thank you. I appreciate that report. Hearing no committee reports, any committee referrals to this point in the meeting? Mr. Lukey?
Well, no, Mr. Mayor, item 13 could result in a referral, and if we do that, there are some other issues that we may roll into that, particularly being of the community relations.
Very good.
Shall I proceed?
Let's just move on to added agenda item 13, which is discussion of a levy endorsement policy.
Right. I think that I made sort of the foundation for this discussion earlier, the fact that we will probably continue to see various taxing districts from throughout the county come in and ask for endorsements. And I think the policy would be helpful for us to know how to deal with that. I kind of put this in the same category as the legislation that we proposed 10 years ago to name streets in Sylvania, right? I don't want to over-engineer this matter. I just think that the council would be well served to have a process. What I'd like to suggest is that the concept be referred to the Community Relations Committee for discussion, to get input from the other members, from all members of council, possibly to do some benchmarking with other suburban communities to see if they have policies in place. Certainly there's data available to help inform council. All of the countywide levies have to go to the County Levy Review Committee. Many of these levies that we've seen tonight have gone to Toledo Chamber of Commerce to do a pretty extensive levy review process. Even if we simply ask them to provide the packet that they provided to those organizations, I think we'd be in a much better position to make a judgment. So what I'd like to do is recommend to council that we send that notion of that kind of legislation to the Community Relations for study.
Second.
Anyone want to discuss it further? Sounds like a good idea. All right. There's a motion and a second to refer to the Community Relations Committee researching a levy endorsement policy for the city of Sylvania. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Further discussion, Mr. Lukey? You've set a meeting date?
Yeah, with that in mind, I'd like to set a meeting date. And if we're going to do that, there's a second matter that I think council has seen some communication on related to the putting council meetings online. I believe, Doug, that was your proposal, right? So that folks could see us in real time.
I thought it would be worth exploring.
Yeah, and yeah. Mr. Tan, I think you and I suggested that maybe Mr. Tan could put together some options for that, which he has very diligently. And so perhaps if we're going to get the committee together to discuss the levy process, we might also include that on the agenda as well. So you guys are all retired, right? So you can do with anything. Or not working. I'm sorry, Kate. You're working, but you're flexible, right?
Flexible. So yeah. What do you have in mind?
Well, I prefer it with the afternoon on either the 24th or the 25th, maybe 4 or 5. I can be there, Mike.
So I can't do Wednesday.
Could you do Tuesday to Thursday, the 25th?
I have a couple drop-offs and pick-ups. I'm just thinking of who I'm dropping off. Could we do it at, say, like 4:15?
Sure.
Or like just a, like, I have a 4:30 drop-off and then...
4:30.
4:30?
Yeah.
Actually, that would be good.
On the 25th?
Yeah, 4:30.
Do you think it will take more than 1 hour?
No, I wouldn't expect it.
Family services board meeting, and I have 5:30. I can be a little late.
Sure. So 4:30 on Thursday, 25th. pass that on to emergency, thanks.
At 4:30.
Here.
Here?
Yes. All of you, Counselor, of course.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
What else can I say, right?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
That gets us to the end of our agenda items. Over in the information section, item A, you do have a report from the tax commissioner concerning tax receipts. We are continually going up and down a little bit. September was a good month, and if you run the math on those, it's up 3.97% from last year, so that's moving in the right direction. Doesn't mean it'll hold there. It's been up and down, but it's been on the positive side all year, so that's good news. With that, I believe we're at the end of our agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn? Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next council meeting in 3 weeks on Monday, November 5th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending.